Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our guest right now in the Mountain Studio, comedian John Heffron. He's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend. Actually started last night. Two shows tonight, two shows on Saturday. Welcome back to town, John. Welcome back to the Mountain. How's the morning so far?
It's good. And I'm looking at your studio because I just walked in and I'm trying to figure out what music you guys would play.
What's your guess?
Well, just judging by, it's weird. You do so many radio stations around the country now where you walk in and you can't tell because the stations themselves don't know. Yeah, we were classic rock this morning, but probably by the afternoon, we're going to be young country. And then later, we're going to be all bassoon music.
What's ever hot right now.
Which is testing well in a lot of markets.
We're hardcore gangster rap that came across, right?
Yeah, with the posters. Yep. Yeah, that's why I asked in here. It's very intimidating.
You were actually a morning, I think, right? Yeah. You were a morning radio guy for a while.
Morning radio in Detroit for, I don't even know. Sometimes I wake up and think about it in a fever dream. But for like 6 or 7 years, I probably did morning radio. It was right during the music era, was the boy band era of life, mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Christina Aguilera into a little Britney Spears.
What a girl wants, all the way.
Into a little NSYNC. Like, because I did morning radio that time, I heard a lot of those songs at probably the most tired I've ever been in my life. So there's some songs that I hear that I get angry.
It's a flashback.
Now, it's been 20 years. And one was Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live?
Oh, I want to know.
But here's what she sings.
He's going to get angry.
Here's what she sings, though. How do I leave?
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't say live. She sings, how do I leave without you?
That's why it was her only hit, because she can't pronounce live.
She doesn't say, how do I live? Then I felt bad because I mumble and slur and say mispronounced things. What word did I use wrong? Dethaw? Like, that's not a word.
I don't think so. I think it's just thaw. Dethaw would be freezing.
But I didn't know that. And I would always, like...
So, like, defrost and thaw. Yeah.
I would say you would dethaw something. And people then would correct me and go, that's not a thing. You can't unthaw something. You're doing something like isn't possible.
But that's endearing.
But I didn't know.
Our guest is comedian John Heffron. He's in town at Comedy Works South at Landmark this weekend. Well, tell us more radio glory days stories, John.
We got in fights on our show. I don't know if you guys don't look like the fist fight team.
I threatened to punch Mike, I think this morning, actually. I made up a song about it.
It's an HR thing, by the way. Because it's a whole HR thing.
Is it?
And then somebody has to come in with a clipboard and ask how everybody's feeling. So I got a concussion on my show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I worked with Danny Bonaducci, and we were interviewing Janet Jackson, and she was on a phone interview. Danny interrupts or says the wrong place where she's performing, just the wrong venue. The producer just wrote the wrong place. Danny calls the producer over, and there's a board kind of like what we're looking at now where you can't see Danny if he's sitting down because with all the monitors. And then I see Matt and Danny, the producer, disappear. Like, I can't see them anymore, which means they're on the floor fighting. Then I had to roll my chair over here. Now I'm trying to break up the fight. Then I saw stars, and then I leave this. We do the rest of the show. I leave. I go back to my apartment, and my girlfriend at the time goes, hey, who's the VCR for? And I go, what VCR? And then she goes, there's a VCR from a whatever bag that's on your kitchen table. And I go, that's not mine. And then she goes, well, who gave you a VCR? And I go, I don't know who that is. And then we looked at the receipt, and then it was me. I signed for it. I ended up having a concussion. To this day,
one of the two of them.
I don't know what I got hit with in the back of the head. But this was back in the 90s when people bought DVD players. So I actually got hit so hard that I went backwards in technology, one full video viewing thing.
And bought a VCR.
Our guest is comedian John Heffron. He's at Comedy Works South at Landmark this weekend. John, for anybody who hasn't seen you, isn't familiar with their stuff, how would you, you know, what's your elevator pitch? How do you describe your act to people?
I don't do political stuff. I don't do religious stuff. I'm not dirty, but yet I'm not a kid show.
So just what do you talk about?
It's just like good. It's just relatable. People see my show and are like, you're spying on my life type stuff. I don't try to change the world. There's some of those comics out there that are like, your job as comics is walk, is go to the edge, man. It's what you got to do is you got to push these. No, sometimes you're just a distraction. Sometimes people just need to get away from the what is the world. And I'm that guy. Get out of the house. Get some husband date night points, take your girl out. You gotta get away off your couch and go out into the public just long enough to realize being on the public sucks, and then that way you can hoard up in your own home again for a couple more months. But you gotta get out every once in a while just to realize it sucks getting out. So that's my pitch.
Is
come see me to realize that it sucks to be out.
Relationship advice and comedy. John Heffron, Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.